thank you, Maya. Svetlana Jovanovska, Macedonian Media. I have a question for both of you. There is today a discussion in the German parliament on the Macedonian crisis, which means that this situation is important in the Balkans. And at the same time, I mean, last week, the European Parliament voted a draft resolution calling the High Representative to help Macedonia to resolve this deep crisis. And my question is Macedonia on the agenda? And are there plans to help Macedonia finally, do you fear that some instability could appear in Macedonia? Thank you.
The answer, I don't know if you want to go first, but the answer is yes, it is on the agenda, for sure. And let me also say that together we were already visiting not Macedonia, but another country in the Balkans, Bosnia-Herzegovina. The commissioner will talk by himself, but the focus that we have on the Balkans is very high. Actually, Bosnia is the only country that I visited twice officially in the first 3 months, as well as a lot of attention has been paid from me personally also to relaunch the Kosovo-Serbia dialogue. And in this framework, for sure, Macedonia is on the agenda, as well as it is always on the agenda, the need to support and to help countries that are key to our region. We're talking about neighborhood. Balkans is not even neighborhood, is Europe. In this particular conditions, even more, obviously, it is needed. And I've read the recommendations of the European Parliament and following the debate, and I am ready to follow that up together with Commissioner Hahn, with whom our work in the Balkans is very much coordinated, and for sure it will stay on the agenda. The question about the instability, I'm afraid the question is not if there is going to be instability.
I mean, as you know, I'm in regular contact with the political leaders in the former Yugoslavic Republic of Macedonia. We have offered our assistance to resolve the current crisis. I think both parties have to move. They have to respect rule of laws. They have to respect independence of judiciary. They have to respect freedom of media. And they have to respect and they should look for having similar or the same political standards in terms of parliamentary work as it is the case in other countries. That's why prominent members of the European Parliament have also indicated their readiness to arbitrate between the different partners or the different parties in the country itself. They have accepted this support. We will see what will be the next steps. But in order to keep this European perspective, indeed, it is necessary to resolve the problems in the country and to come back to adequate international European standards.